Hi, this is The Greatest Story Ever Played. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
And today we're going to be talking about Life is Strange Episode 2 called Out of Time. We'll get a quick recap and then we'll start kind of talking through the big decisions.
Cool. Yeah, so the summary of this episode is Max Caulfield tries to convince Chloe Price that she can rewind time, but starts to suspect that her power might not last forever. Meanwhile, Kate Marsh tries to deal with the public shame over a viral video that was leaked and shared around the students of Blackwell.
All right. The episode starts off, and there was actually a journal entry that I thought was pretty good and kind of summed up last week's one, too. That I thought was important, so I put an excerpt in here that I wanted to read. It says, after Chloe dropped me off back at my dorm yesterday, I tried to find out more about the freak snowfall that happened when we were up at the lighthouse. But local meteorologists are stumped so far. I felt so jacked up that I pulled an all-nighter on time and physics research. Not being Warren, I ended up knowing less about the situation than when I started. I don't really think that the tornado vision and the snowfall are connected, but at this point, I have no fucking clue what to believe. I'm just so glad Chloe and I are a team again. That has to be destiny. I thought this was just kind of a good start of, and also puts the frame. So episode 2 is the day after episode 1. Mm-hmm. And I think that sequence continues the rest of the game as each one's a day later.
Okay.
Yep, we got that, and Max and Chloe are a team again.
Cool. So yeah, let's jump into the key decisions. The first one was we are interacting with Kate about this viral video that I think Victoria posted.
Someone posted.
Yeah, and it's her at a party, like, making out with a bunch of different dudes, I think, right?
Right.
And she's, like, this churchy girl, so she's super embarrassed and, like, basically says that, I don't remember doing that, I didn't do that, I was, like, drugged.
Right.
And she kind of, like, lays out this story about, drank something and then felt kind of weird and dizzy, and then Nathan said he'd take her to the hospital, but then she ended up in some weird room that looked like a hospital, kind of, but wasn't. And then she woke up outside of her dorm room. She's like, I was drugged, which sounds kind of right. And everything we know about Nathan, it's like, I wouldn't doubt it.
Right. Sounds believable.
Yeah. So the choice was, should we tell her to go to the police because that's what she wants to do? Or do we tell her to wait for more proof on this? And we actually ended up doing, we told her to wait for more proof because last time we tried to rat Nathan out, it backfired. He found out and tried to kill us, kind of. Or at least beat us up.
Yeah.
So that was actually the most people did that at 68%. So we were the majority there. 32% told Kate to go to the police. And that was actually kind of a hard decision. Like, I remember being super torn. Like, I don't know which one to do.
Yeah, and Kate being upset when we told her to wait for proof, like...
Mm-hmm.
You could tell we didn't tell her what she wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And she didn't feel supported. Because in that moment, too, I think we both thought for a second, like, should we rewind? Should we do that? But we decided to stick with it. But it definitely felt bad. Like, it seemed right because, I don't know, at least the principal didn't really help us out. And so it has me sort of questioning the adults whether they'll help us out.
Wouldn't trust the police either at this point.
Right.
Because clearly... What's the Prescott? Prescott's like super rich, and the police know that too. Like,
seems like he funds them a little bit.
Yeah, no reason to like believe this girl over him, I guess, at this point. So, fortunately, I mean, she is not lying, it seems like. So,
yeah, so that was a bummer.
This was tough, yeah.
Yeah, that was a rough choice to have to make. A while after this, then we go to the diner and meet up with Chloe. And so, Chloe wants proof that we can do rewind, stuff like that. And so we tell her what's in her pockets, and then we tell her a sequence of events with, like, a cup getting dropped and the cockroach on the...
jukebox.
On the jukebox and the cop running away and, you know, that stuff. And we accomplish all of this. Chloe says... I thought this was funny. Chloe says, I pledge allegiance to Max and the power for which he stands, which I thought was funny. But then we also see Max gets her first nosebleed as a result of using her powers. So that it impacts her body, that it can't handle it ongoingly.
Yeah.
So we have that happen. Then we get to our next kind of key decision, which is we're getting ready to leave the diner and we get a phone call. And it's Kate. Mm-hmm. And so we have the option to either answer the phone, although Chloe is protesting and saying, like, come on, you can deal with your friends later.
Mm-hmm.
you're with me, basically. Or we can not answer the phone call. And we chose to not answer the phone call.
Yeah.
And we're in the vast minority here. 78% of people answered Kate's call, and we were the 22% who didn't. I guess my thought was that, like, Chloe seemed kind of mad at us, and I felt like I kind of gave in.
Yeah, I agree. That's exactly what happened with me. It's like, we could just tell Kate we were busy or something, and that should be okay.
Yeah.
Even though she was kind of upset earlier, it's like, I'll deal with it later.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be so shitty.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. We got some feedback from Dumahim, who said that absolutely he would answer Kate's call. I never understood why Chloe had such a problem with taking a quick 20-second phone call. It's not always about you, Chloe.
Yeah, I agree.
retrospect with the episode and even a point like that, yeah, probably should have taken the call.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel kind of bad about not doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm worse now.
Things could have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, should have done it. Whatever. Again, this was kind of a hard decision. Like, definitely neither one seemed, like, to be without consequences.
Yeah, it seemed like either way someone would be unhappy with you, whether Chloe having to wait while you take a call or Kate that you didn't answer it and you have to be like, well, I was with a friend, so, like, I couldn't, you know.
Yeah, which to me makes sense.
Yeah. After this, they go off to the junkyard, and they go and they shoot bottles and test out the time powers even more, basically.
Yeah, and what Max gets, she gets another nosebleed.
Yes.
As she's, like, rearranging, or not rearranging, rewinding time to, like, help Chloe shoot bottles with, like, trick shots and stuff.
Right.
It's kind of weird, kind of dumb. But another example of maybe Max's body kind of rejecting these powers. And as they're, you know, fucking around shooting glass bottles with a gun, this guy comes up named Frank, and he's like, basically says, Chloe, you owe me money. I want it now. And then is being kind of aggressive, pretty aggressive, actually. So Max pulls a gun on him, and we have the choice to shoot him or not shoot him. And this, again, was a really hard decision. And we were in the slight majority here where we tried to shoot Frank at 53%. And so 47% did not try to shoot Frank. It just seemed like the right thing to do to kill him. And honestly, like, if it went bad, we could just rewind time. That was kind of my thought, too. It was like, whatever. If it goes really, really bad, we'll just fix it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we tried to shoot him. There's no bullets in the gun. And he recognized that we had tried to shoot him. He was like, I remember that. Like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, and he seemed kind of scary for sure when we met him. Like, he is talking tough. He pulled, like, a knife on us.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, a beardy guy with a neck tattoo. Like, he looks scary, like he'd beat you up and stuff like that. And so, felt intimidated and tried to shoot him.
For sure. And again, we could just rewind it if it had gone really badly.
Right. So, that was not good.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer. Another thought from Dumahim, who'd send it in. He said, no, that he didn't try to shoot Frank. I sensed that he was just showing off. Even if Frank did attack, I think Max would have a problem shooting someone.
Fair.
Which I thought was a good point. I hadn't really thought about that. But Max and shooting people, I don't know if we've seen anything that says she'd do that right now.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, I think she'd want to protect Chloe. So if she thought Chloe would get hurt, then she would, maybe. Mm-hmm. But also, though, yeah, she's probably not the kind of person who would kill
someone. Yeah. I guess just after hiding in the closet, too, and, like, kind of not helping Chloe that first time with David, I kind of felt like, well, okay, we should do something here. I mean, to be fair, it's really extreme to shoot someone as, like, your retribution to staying hidden in the closet. But, again, we could rewind time. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
That was my thought.
No, that's a good point, because I guess that if we would have stood up to David, then maybe we wouldn't feel like we need to stand up here.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just never stand up for Chloe and Chloe keeps being in trouble,
yeah,
that would definitely make me feel like a bad friend.
Yeah. But also, to be fair, it's like, Chloe, stop doing stupid things. Like,
yeah,
don't borrow money from this creepy dude who wants to stab you. Like,
yeah,
it was stupid.
Yeah, and, you know, David's a douchebag, but you also make it worse.
Yeah.
Something like that. So,
yeah, just smoke weed outside.
Yeah, smoke weed in your car on the way home.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So, Yeah, that's an interesting dilemma.
And then we have, so like pretty much right after this, they're like walking on the train tracks, right? And Chloe ends up getting her foot trapped in like the rails.
Right.
And there's like a sequence of like using her time powers to kind of, to basically open the tracks and free her.
Right.
Which we failed a couple times and Chloe got killed. Like maybe three times.
Yeah, Chloe died a bit in this episode for us because she,
God, make me so anxious.
She got shot by the gun too.
Oh, yeah.
We shot like the bumper and it bounced and hit her in the stomach.
Yeah. So we kind of almost killed her
so
then.
Chloe's died quite a few times.
And then we, the train hit her at least twice, I think.
Yeah.
That made me really anxious. Did not like that.
Yeah, it took a while to figure that. So after all of these times, we saved her on the tracks. We have this conversation snippet that I wanted to put in here. So I guess I'll do Max and do you want to do Chloe?
Cool.
It was cool to spend time with you in your lair, but I have to get back to school before my next class.
Since you're the mysterious superhero, I'll be your faithful chauffeur and companion.
My powers might not last, Chloe.
That's okay. We will forever.
So again, we're getting more forward of the... We've seen the powers have troubles with that, and also seeing Chloe and Max get more united, which is cool.
That's friends nice. Again, BFFs.
Yeah. So they go back to school. Or Max goes back to school. She goes to Jefferson's class. It's kind of normal, a little weird. Kate's not there. A dude busts in and says, "Crazy shit's going down at the girls' dorm." which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't, obviously. But him saying that was kind of funny. Just burst in the classroom and everyone leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But then we arrive outside the girls' dorm room. And Kate is jumping off the building.
Yeah.
And we see her hit, which is insane.
Yeah.
Terribly shocking. So then we use our rewind power to get her back up, but are able to use the rewind power in such a way that time freezes.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool. And we get back. We go up onto the building and talk to Kate before she's going to jump. And so then we go through a dialogue sequence of trying to talk to her and convince her not to jump. And we failed, unfortunately. God. We couldn't save Kate, so we're among the 45% who couldn't save Kate. 55% of people were able to save her, so that was rough.
Damn it. Yeah, this sucked, because the one time we couldn't use our rewind power was like the one time that there was an actual really... I mean, all the decisions are pretty big, but this one was like life or death.
Right. It's like we were fucking around in the dumpster, like doing dumb shit, and it made us weak. Or like we were guessing stuff in pockets at the diner. Like,
yeah,
man, we really wasted this stuff. And then there's this time where it's a really big deal and we get one shot.
And we fuck it up.
And we fuck it up.
This makes me wonder if we should have answered her call. Like if it would have made us in that 55%.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if that, if answering that call and then maybe how you answer her questions like of that, but yeah, we didn't answer our questions right, and so
I think the last one we didn't get. So I think each question you answer, you kind of walk a little bit closer to her.
Right.
We were so close. I think we were probably on the last question and we
got it wrong.
Got it wrong. And she jumped.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah, that was super rough. And then I put a journal excerpt from Max after this that says Kate Marsh killed herself. My hands are still shaking, but I have to write this down while I can. Right at the start of Jefferson's class, Kate went to the roof of the girls' dorm to jump. Every student and teacher was watching her. It was like a Blackwell rooftop concert. I saw her actually jump, but I was just about able to use my rewind to get back to the roof. I tried harder than ever, and somehow I stopped time completely. I made it to the roof, but again my head felt like it was going to blow up. I know I just couldn't keep rewinding to save Kate. I had to try and talk her down on my own. I failed.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's rough. It's so brutal. Like, this is awful.
This is one of the worst experiences I've had playing a video game.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so rough.
Again, great decision. I mean, not a great decision, but you backed in the corner for sure. It's like, that was like the most tense I think I'd felt. Like playing a video game in a long time. Like it felt like the consequences were like real.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Especially with only getting the one shot.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, cause it, you know, even when you get up to the roof, you know, it's one shot. Like
yeah.
Just how Max was talking and knowing that she's been fucked up all episode. You're like, we got to get this right.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a go back.
Mm-mm. God, yeah, I did not like that.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we cannot save her.
Yeah, that sucks. R.I.P. Kate.
R.I.P. So, yeah, last decision was, so after all Kate jumps and all this stuff goes down, we're, like, in the principal's office with Nathan and David and Mr. Jefferson and the principal, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of asking questions, talking about how did this happen, what led to this, kind of who, I guess, who do you blame, kind of? Someone is probably more culpable than someone else. So we have the choice to blame David for harassing her in the previous episode,
mm-hmm.
to blame Nathan for, like, the video and, like, being drugged, potentially, or blame Mr. Jefferson for, I guess, before Kate went to the dorm, she was, like, talking to him and, like, left crying or something.
Right.
So blame him for not realizing or caring enough or whatever.
Right.
And we were actually in the vast majority here. We blamed Nathan at 71%. And the other choices were blame David at 13%, or blame Mr. Jefferson at 16%.
So we blamed Nathan, and Nathan gets suspended because we had told on him previously about the gun. So I think it was just enough things that, like, Principal Wells was like, all right, fine.
Yeah, we have to do something.
Yeah, we have to do something. So you're suspended. In my actual playthrough, my initial one, though, I blame David, actually.
Yeah.
And I think it must have been probably just being mad at the authorities things of before. And
yeah.
Maybe even wanting to get back at him for hitting Chloe before or something.
It's fair.
So I think that's why
I think I thought about that too. It was like, maybe we could blame him.
Yeah, I think that's why I chose him. And I think I also felt more afraid of Nathan. Because I didn't tell on him in my first playthrough either.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was just afraid of him and wanted to, like, keep off the radar.
Yeah.
Him. So I think those were my two thoughts when I chose to blow David. But
we've done the opposite so far.
Yeah. Yeah. So I chose to blame David. And what happens for him is he gets put on temporary leave. If that happens. So instead of Nathan getting suspended. But an interesting thing I saw when I was kind of looking through some options is, so if in the previous episode, if you take blame for Chloe's pot,
mm-hmm.
if you try to blame David, then he brings that up and was like, oh, no, you were the one who gave pot to my daughter. And then you get suspended.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. I don't know how many people that actually had, like, who did both of those things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's actually a version where Max gets suspended, which I thought was...
I wonder what they would do then. If you would just, like, not go to class anymore or still be a Blackwell or what?
Yeah, I guess... that seems weird. I don't know how you'd be suspended when you live in a dorm on campus. Like, I guess you don't go to classes, but you'd have to go to your dorm because that's where you live.
That bad.
Yeah, it's
like, all right.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe it just gives you free rein to. I guess you probably just hang out with Chloe or something.
Yeah, probably actually. Like,
yeah, something. But
so, what do you think they would have suspended Mr. Jefferson too if you'd blamed him?
I don't know. I didn't look up what happens to him. Because I didn't. Yeah, I didn't look because it didn't seem like he really did anything wrong.
No, he didn't.
Like, of the three, like, he seemed least wrong. To me, so.
It's crazy that more people blamed him than David.
Yeah, I don't know what's with that. I guess, though, did we listen to the conversation he had with Kate? Or did we just see them talk?
We just saw it.
Maybe if you listen to it, maybe it's shittier. Like, maybe he's, like, patronizing or something to her.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, too, if... I know one reason I didn't want to blame David at this situation was because we had like gone to the diner earlier and talked to Joyce, which is Chloe's mom and
mm-hmm.
David's wife. I still didn't like him, but I felt like, okay, he's not totally shitty. He's just doing what he thinks is right, and it's just not.
Right.
But he's not a piece of shit, like I thought. So that kind of made me like, let's just kind of give him a break.
And we talked to him on the way to class, right, too, when we first, before Kate jumps, like, before we go to Jefferson's class. I think on the way we see him and talk to him.
Yeah.
And it was, like, decent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Didn't he say something about hitting Chloe?
He might have fessed up to it.
I think he did.
Was like, that was wrong or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I think it was like, you're still shitty, but, like, you aren't as shitty.
You're kind of redeemable, could be.
Right, or at least, like, don't think what you're doing is right. Like,
yeah.
You would want to be different or whatever.
Like, yeah. But Nathan's just a piece of shit.
So yeah.
I was like, all right, I have to blame him.
Well, and him when we, like, in this meeting, God, mm-hmm. what a douchebag.
Yeah, and it's his fault, so.
Yeah, and it's
his more fault. So.
Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So I guess that kind of covers the big decisions that we kind of went through. So then we just wanted to talk about some general thoughts related to the game. One thing that I liked that happened, and you just mentioned a little bit, but is that we addressed with Joyce about David hitting Chloe in the diner. I thought that was good, just because I know last episode we talked a bit about the hitting, and like I even forgot that that had happened, and the things there, and I thought it was good that Joyce sort of addressed it. She was almost neutral, kind of, it seemed like. Like, she was like, oh, what David did was wrong, but, you know, Chloe pushes buttons kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, she, and she was like, you know, and David promised it would never happen again, and, you know, things like that. So it's like, I'm glad it got addressed, and I felt like we got to even challenge that, and it's like, yeah, but that's still not right.
Yeah.
And that was good, because I felt like that was, again, kind of where we hid in the closet. I felt like this was a good standing up, and that we know Joyce, like, in a context that we could. So I like that that could happen, even though maybe the result still wasn't the best, but I was good it could get addressed in a real way.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought, again, this... Man, so the first episode addressed a lot of difficult topics, so, like, pregnancy and, like, abortion and... what were the a couple other ones?
Well, and Chloe getting hit. And then,
oh, yeah, Chloe getting hit.
And then maybe Chloe getting, like, assaulted by Nathan or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So those three things. Again, I mean... not Max, Kate might have been assaulted by Nathan. I don't know. She was clearly drugged and, like, used to make this video, and it was, like, fucked up. And then we have her killing herself. Like, I mean, this was another... Oh, and then Frank, like, threatening to stab know, us. Like, okay, they've dealt with some, like, pretty serious, tense things already in two episodes. Like, I don't think I've... Like I said earlier, I don't think I've felt as tense. Like... In a video game moment recently, like, that I can remember, as I did when we were talking with Kate, trying to get her not to jump off the roof.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like we were almost there, because it's like, God, please don't jump.
Yeah.
It's just, it was difficult. So I like how, like, intense it's been. But also, in between those points, it's just so enjoyable. And even those points are enjoyable.
Right.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's good how they're able to balance the heavy with, like, the fun things that you get to do. Like, I thought it was fun. I came out with Chloe in a junkyard. Yeah. Or, like, walking around the tracks and things like that before the bad things happened. Before, and even, even like, it was tense trying to save Chloe, but it was also kind of fun trying to figure out how to evade the train. But, you know, so there are things that are, like, more fun or dangerous, but, like... But then balancing it with something, like, heavy and real. Like, because with Chloe, like, when we accidentally shot her, I didn't feel like she was gone. Like,
I thought it was more kind of funny.
Yeah, it was, like, kind of funny because it's, like, oh, fucked up. Like, rewind.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of funny. It's still bad and dangerous, but, like, it doesn't feel heavy versus, like, the stuff with Kate, obviously, felt heavy the whole time. Like,
oh
my gosh. And, and then this final chance to try to save her.
Yeah, he fucked it up.
And not being able to. Like, oh, man, that's so heavy and feels super bad.
Yeah. It was, it's great.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, you obviously don't know if the next episodes are going to continue to be this way. I assume they kind of are. I'm sure there'll be heavy topics and themes and decisions to make, because so far that's been, like, all of them. Except maybe the first couple. Yeah, so I it's great.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Another thing I liked in this episode... And I like this in the game a lot, is just that the beginning of the game, the beginning of the episode, and the end both have, like, a montage, basically, of, like, different things. So it's usually, like, I feel like the opening ones have been Max doing something, but then the end ones are, like, you see everyone around. So, like, in this one, you saw, like, Joyce hugging David after school. And so you can see that David, like, feels fucked up that, like, a student killed herself on his security, and, like, he feels partially responsible.
Which is, like, kind of cool. Like,
yeah, it's cool seeing his, like, human side there. Or, like, you see Frank and his dog on the beach hanging out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, maybe he's not so shitty.
Right.
Because he has a dog. He has a dog. Which means nothing.
Right, so he's all right, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But so you went and you saw other people. Like, you had Warren with his arm around Max while they're seeing the eclipse happen in the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Which is crazy, you know. So you get those. But then you have Victoria in her room crying. And then Nathan walks in, seemingly to probably comfort her, to, like, come see her. And I thought this was interesting, because especially for Victoria, who knows what Nathan necessarily did, but brought like some empathy for Victoria. Like, so Victoria's a bitch. She's bullied Kate plenty. You know, this is at least partially her fault.
She posted the video.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's at least, you know, maybe she didn't do everything, but mm-hmm. she certainly had a part in the bullying of Kate.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also see that she feels so terrible about it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like that, even that quick montage, helps humanize her some, because a lot of times in games, or even with other people, you're just like, they're evil, fuck them,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. But then you see this other side, and maybe if Nathan was coming to be comforting, that's what I'm guessing. Even him, he seemed like a monster, basically, any time we've interacted with him.
Yeah, that's true.
But then to see that someone he cares about, he's still able to, like, try to console.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also, he probably caused it, but... Yeah. So, fuck him. Yeah, fuck Nathan, actually. But,
yeah, it's
but
just
for
hard,
Victoria,
yeah.
Victoria, though, I mean, like, even after, like, the picture thing that happened before, like, and we chose to be nice to her, like,
mm-hmm.
she was sort of okay. I mean, she is an asshole as, like, a front, but, like, she... sort of okay. I mean, there's a lot of bad to her, but like there's some humanizing, and I thought that was really good to see.
That's fair. Yeah, just fuck Nathan. Like, I
yeah just, fuck like, him.
I just don't care, but yeah, that's fair. I mean, there was some cool moments where these people that generally you're like, I don't like you, you kind of feel for them a little bit. Even Victoria, it's like she realized, I think, I mean, I'm sure we might find out more later, but I think she was like, I should not have made fun of Kate.
Right.
Post that video or done whatever. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Sorry it took someone killing themselves for you to realize that, but you're right.
Right. Yeah, which, yeah, I don't know. It's good to see an angle to that.
Yeah.
And I guess even, too, on the other side, this wasn't part of that specifically, but you see, like, Chloe's flaws
mm-hmm.
or Max's. So our heroes aren't all good, and our bad people aren't necessarily all bad. And mm-hmm. I think that's pretty helpful, because that and probably makes the whole game feel more real and personable, is that you see that and you're like, okay, yeah, this is how people at Blackwell High would be if it was a real place.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, thought I had was, I guess generally with so far the two chapters we've played of this game, the decisions are really hard to make.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, they're usually one or the other. It's not like there's, you know, four decisions. But I like, even thinking about like Walking Dead, Wolf Among Us, generally Wolf Among Us, there's some really hard decisions there too. But this game specifically, each decision, it's like, oh, neither of these sound that good. Like, I don't...
Right.
Like, I want one that has no consequences, but that doesn't exist in this game.
No, yeah.
So, like, answering Kate's call, like, Chloe's gonna be pissed at us if we answer this call, but also Kate's having a hard time. And then hindsight, it's like, well, we probably should answer the call, because she might not be dead. But that had a consequence, potentially. I'm talking with Joyce about David hitting Chloe. That wasn't like a yes or no decision. Like, we had to choose one or the other. But I still felt kind of bad. Like, I don't want to, like, talk about, I don't know. Like, I just wondered what kind of consequences would come of, like, us sharing that with Chloe's mom. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't feel comfortable doing that.
No, yeah.
But it was good. I'm glad we did. But still, like...
It's hard to navigate.
Yeah.
Like, she, because we're, like, talking to her, and it's like, okay, like, we grew up with... Your daughter was our best friend growing up, so obviously we have a good relationship with you
mm-hmm.
from before, but I haven't seen you in 5 years, and the first thing I'm going to say is, hey, your new husband's a jerk because he, like...
He, like, beats your daughter.
He beats your daughter and wants to put up security cameras at my school.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah.
Like, we can't go that route, but we need to talk about it,
at some point, yeah.
Even that, for not being a real thing, the dialogue challenges were hard because you're like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to work in this.
Yeah, and then the other one is... having Kate go to the police or not, like,
right.
That's like, I have no idea. And that, so I just love that there's not like a fluffy decision, like, make this one, everything will be all right. It's like, but you're going to be kind of fucked either way at some point in the
right.
game. Like, it's not going to go perfectly either way, which I think is really cool. Like, they really force you to make hard decisions, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. And the consequences you feel, because definitely, like, looking at, so if we would have told Kate what she wanted to hear, let's go to the police, and if we would have answered our call, would she have been way easier to deal with on the roof? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe she still would have done it, but, like, we would have also probably felt a lot more like we did everything we could for Kate.
Yep.
Whereas we sort of did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we tried to talk to her, but we said, we'll help you, but we should help you this way.
Yeah.
Which she didn't necessarily want, and then we didn't answer her call.
Yeah.
Which obviously she wouldn't like. So, like,
yeah.
That makes this sort of feel a little worse, because it's like, we did most of the things we could do.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't necessarily do everything, which
mm-hmm.
that kind of hurts.
Yeah, and One thing, too, I guess, that goes along with this is, in most games we play like this, we have, like, you know, our guy, which I think is probably Chloe at this point. But this game has made it really hard to just go with that. Yeah. It's like, with the Kate answering the call or not, it's like, I want to, like, make Chloe happy because, you know, she's, like, our person.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, we should probably answer this call. Oh, let's go with Chloe. Right. And it just seemed like they ended up being probably a bad decision.
Right.
I think in hindsight. So I think I'll probably second guess the next Chloe versus someone else decision that we have to make because depending on who it's against.
No, yeah. Because
you just don't know what's going to happen.
No, that's true because... Oh, there was something that was at the end of the episode two. Chloe texts Max and says, like, sorry about Kate kind of thing. That was good that Chloe knew and said something. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever. That's too late, but...
Yeah, she's dead.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, it's... Yeah, I'm excited. That probably wraps this up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this wraps up episode two. Come back in 2 weeks for episode three. And we'll continue going through Life is Strange. In the meantime, you can get in contact with us at thegreateststoryeverplayed@gmail.com, on facebook.com/thegreateststoryeverplayed, or on Twitter at storyeverpod. Let us know what you did in episode three. We'd love to have more people's thoughts in between on these decisions and hear what you thought and why. I think that I imagine you chose different than us in several of these decisions.
Yeah.
And probably have good reasons why, and you know, vice versa. So we'd love to hear them. So yeah, let us know what you think about episode three, and we'll see you next time.
Yep. Later.